Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome in, everybody, to Patriots United Radio Show. This week we've got Patriot Mama as our guest, and we've got Chatio back. We're going to talk about human trafficking, child exploitation. Chad, Kim, I see you're both here. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I'm glad to see Chad back from his worldly travels.
Yeah, it was a great vacation. I got to get up and see some great content creators up here in Ontario. Got to visit Harsh News. It was nice to see them in. You see people online, but when you actually see them in person, I think I was kind of starstruck. But I had a great time at Jimmy's. I wish I could have spent more time there. You know, they're a great great family. You know, and we're all lucky to know one another.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's are you back home? Are you back in the swing of things already, or are you making your way back?
Yeah, I'm back in the old truck. This truck has been costing me a lot of money lately. but we flew in Saturday. You know, I had a great time. I was talking to you last Monday when I was on the way to the Argos game. The great people down there, they saw it was my boys' first time. They moved us up to first-class boxes for free. So we were right down on the field, and we had a great vacation.
That's awesome. I'm glad to hear it, man. We all need to decompress. We all need family time, especially in these uncertain times right now, man. It's great to make memories with the family. I devoted this summer to doing the same thing with my family as much as we can. Every chance we get, we're going somewhere and doing something. So that's awesome.
Great show.
So I was just saying, we've got a great show lined up for tonight, man. I know you've been out, but we've got Patriot Mama coming on, and she is a firecracker. I know you know who she is.
Oh, yes. I'm looking forward to hearing her come on, and I really like to know how she does her content. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, I get all fired up when I watch it, and amazes me some of the editing and things that people could do on TikTok. So it's, I look forward to asking her some of those questions. But most importantly, Michael, you know, we're here to talk about the kids, what's been happening, the fact that Ghislaine Maxwell's got 20 years in prison, yet not one person is arrested, not one John, not one person she peddled these little children to, and the fact that, you know, these people still have so much power and influence that they likely went in and threatened her and say, we got Jeffrey, you open your mouth and we're going to get you. And that's what I think we're dealing with here.
Absolutely. She needs to go ahead and just come clean and do it. They know. The list has already been out there. The list is out there. They closed the files. They know exactly who's on the list. They won't expose them because they are part of them. So I'm excited to get her on here and see her take on that. Ghislaine has already filed an appeal. She's trying to get her sentence lightened already. So that's ridiculous.
Well, it just shows that the rule of law is dead in America. And, I mean, you know, you get a president to come in there, and this is what happens. They get in there, they get all their own people. So you had your James Comey, you know, James Comey, whatever the hell happened there, he quit, resigned, got fired, whatever it was, he was fired. You know, should have been locked up and sent to Guantanamo Bay, but he's not. So he's out there. I don't know. I was a big Twitter fan back in the day, and I remember James Comey doing all these strange pictures, sending codes to people, you know. So anyways, nonetheless, he's still not in prison. Then got moved to Director Wray. Director Wray has been the biggest letdown, the biggest disgrace the FBI has ever had. And the things that go on under his watch, the fact that, you know, somebody walked into that cell and killed Jeffrey Epstein. Let's let the cat out of the bag. There's no, he did not kill himself. We all know that. The guards don't fall asleep. The cameras don't stop working. This is a prison. I've been in prison. I know how it works in there. You know, the cameras just don't go out. If they do, they're fixed immediately.
Absolutely. Somebody's watching those things 24/7. They're watching for motion. They're watching for anything. And especially a high case like that, a high-profile case like that, they're not letting anything slip by. Nothing gets by that they don't want to get by. So you're absolutely right on
that.
Well,
and why was Bill Burr at the prison? Many people don't know that. Bill Burr visited the prison. Why? What was the attorney general doing at the prison?
Yep.
You know,
pretty sure everybody
and,
didn't know.
Go ahead, brother.
Go ahead.
You know, I mean, it's just a complete and utter disgrace that these things are allowed to go on. And they say, you know, the big excuse is the world can't handle it. No, the world can't handle these corrupt pedophile politicians doing what they're doing to little kids. Why do you think the southern border's open? You know, why do you think what's going on in Ukraine? I mean, it's an absolute disgrace.
It is. It's going on all around the world. But, you know, if you're paying attention to anything, the world is waking up. It may not be to that, but the world is waking up to this liberal world agenda, as they're calling it now. And there's a lot of people stepping down, and there's a lot of people stepping up.
Well, you know, Michael, when you sit back and look at the world view, and you look at this great reset that they're trying to usher in, you know, most of my videos are about that now. It all has all these liberal governments. Why do they have to be liberal? Marcon, Trudeau, Biden, all come in under suspicious circumstances. You know, Marcon, I mean, there was no way he should have won the election. Justin Trudeau, they had 205,000 missing ballots. You got Biden, well, I mean, even the blind, deaf, and dumb, excuse me for saying that, know that Biden didn't. If you can't draw a crowd of 200 people to a parking lot, you're not going to get 81 million people to come vote for you. I'm sorry.
There wouldn't have been so many mules if he wouldn't have needed it. So there definitely wasn't that many votes.
Well, they tried to do the same thing in 2016, but we know that so many people showed up to vote for Donald Trump that it tricked the algorithm she was shocked. You would have never found any of this out if she had won. So this time they overcompensated. I was watching an article there. I can't remember what it was, if it was Georgia, wherever it was like 279,000, you know, upload within an hour or something, and someone was questioning, said, that's impossible. We can't count it that fast, and I can't physically put them in the machines that fast. I think it was Jim Jordan talking about it. So, you know, there's lots of stuff, and the media is burying their head in the sand when it comes to it.
Well, yeah, you know that he beat her, and it pissed her off bad enough to where for the last 6 years, she's still trying to get him put in prison for nothing. She's still making up fraudulent shit. She spied on him in office. She spied on him during the campaign, and nothing has happened to her, but she's still trying to get him, you know, charged. It's ridiculous, man. It's absolutely ridiculous. And the American people are going to have to stand up, and we're going to have to hold these fucking people accountable. They're just going to keep doing it if we don't.
Something has to be done, Michael. I mean, you look at Donald Trump. They're trying to make an example out of him. They're saying that, how dare you, an outsider, come in here and beat us at our own game? And for doing that, we're going to make you pay. We're going to investigate after investigation after investigation. I mean, you had the Mueller. You had the January 6th first. You had the Trump Charity Foundation He's the most investigated man on the planet. And yet they're still going. You had a DA there in New York run on the fact that she's going to investigate and put away Donald Trump and get elected. I mean, it makes absolutely no sense. And sooner or later, somebody's got to rise up and say no more.
Yeah, they've had this Hunter Biden fucking laptop for 2 years. And nothing. No investigation, no open cases, no nothing. No word from the media. The only media you hear it from is Newsmax or a little bit on maybe Tucker Carlson, something like that. it's deafening. And so, yeah, somebody is going to have to stand up. It's going to be the American people. The people are going to have to stand up just like the liberals do, and we're going to have to make our voices heard, and we're not going to be able to shut up until our voices are heard. And, you know, a lot of different outcomes could come from that, but we're going to have to do something. And, you know, these other countries, they're not worried about liberals and Republicans right now. They're worried about their fucking countries. And until we can do that here, we're not going to get anywhere. They're just going to starve us out, burn us out, whatever they're going to do, you know, until somebody rises up, somebody unifies.
Well, you know, in my opinion, for America, you are never going to have change unless you get rid of all them politicians. Anybody that's ever held office got to go. You got to start fresh from the bottom up, get rid of the whole lot of them. Because they keep voting in these incumbents, and those people are the problem. When you got rhinos like Mitt Romney, you know, the biggest disgrace in office, Lisa Murkowski, that one Collins, and, you know, when you got rhinos like that, I mean, look, they just voted for gun control, Republicans. There's something wrong. These people are rhinos. They know this is their last shot. And they're doing all they can to push this agenda now that Biden and the World Economic Forum is doing. You've got the Republicans and Democrats aligning to push this now amongst the people.
Yeah, they've even changed the name. It's not the New World Order now. It's the Liberal World Order, the Liberal World Agenda. And every one of them rhinos that voted for that need to be voted out right now. I mean, 2022, they need to be gone. I don't have a whole lot of hope for the 22 election. You know that. We'll see what happens. I know I'm going to go out there. I'm going to vote. I'm going to make my voice heard. I'm going to be loud. But I think, you know, if we don't see any type of change at the 2022 election, then we're going to have to do some talking and some conversating, and we're going to have to come up with some type of plan, because what we're doing now isn't working. And they just keep doing what they want. We've got some wins with the Supreme Courts here, but, you know, that's just a little dog and pony trick, I think. You know, you get, oh, we're winning, you know, and we need to be loud. When they want something, they're loud, and we want something. We want our country back. We want our world back.
Well, you know, you just look. Canada woke up. The Netherlands woke up. Italy's waking up. Sri Lanka's waking up. Countries around the world. I just seen something with Kenya. You know, all these countries is woken up, and America's still sleeping. What do we got to do, Michael, to get the Americans to wake up? Because once they wake up, that's it. It's all finished. It's over.
It's over.
You know, we just got to keep rattling.
It's over. You know, it's crazy because they just like Canada, they just have North America divided. They have us divided so bad. Even during the convoy, you know, you had so many people that were trashing the convoy online and talking bad about it on TikTok, and we just can't unify. And that's the thing with these other countries. They're already starving in these other countries. They're already out of supplies, and they're already feeling the crunch that they're trying to put on us now. And so we're not there yet. I don't feel like we need to wait till we get there. I think, you know, let's go ahead and do what we need to do while we still have food, fuel, and whatever else we need. But whatever it takes, I guess, you know, if it takes starving the American people out and making them come out and fight for their freedom, then so be it. But I sure wish it would come faster than that. I don't want to wait for that.
Yeah, you want to be proactive instead of reactive. What's happening now over in Holland there is, you know, they're literally wanting to take the farmers' land. They're bankrupting these farmers. Again, it's an attack on the global food chain. This is why it is.
Absolutely.
You know, many people think it's, you know, it's this or it's that. I mean, imagine going after the farmers to fight climate change, the very people that feed you, you know, to fight climate change. And then I read an article tonight there. I was just reading how the WEF vows to buy up all farmers' land who goes bankrupt. You tell me that's not a plan.
That's an absolute plan. That's no different than Gates buying up all this farmland. And who is Gates in bed with? Gates is in bed with China. That's who all these billionaires are in bed with. And anybody that's in bed with them, you know it's not good. And the we do not want the WEF owning all the fucking farmland. That's not good for anybody. You know, did you see the Gates, what is it, a supermarket, Garden Fresh supermarket or whatever over there burned up? After the Georgia Guidestones this week? I don't know, man. Maybe just coincidences, but I don't believe in coincidences anymore.
Michael, I think that the people are getting sick and tired. Getting tired of being told what to do. They're getting tired of having to bow down to the woke crowd. Getting tired of watching what's going on with these little kids. How you got these perverted, sick, purple head teachers with the nose rings and the magic carpets in teaching the kids about sex. I'm on a roll. This might not be a good show tonight because I'm fired up.
I think Chad's making a video. Oh, man.
But,
it'll be a good show. You've been on vacation. You're coming back. You're fired up. I'm ready to hear it, brother.
Well, you know, they're going after the kids. They want to teach kids that there's 52 different genders rather than 52 different mental disorders. You know, I'm glad we got our own show because we can say whatever it is we want to say, and we don't have to worry about it. No, you do not have 52 genders for anybody listening. You have 2 and 50 mental disorders. That's the only way to describe it. And we have to bow down to that. We have to accept that. Something we've been taught in school, something we've learned our whole entire life. You know, we now got to bow down to this woke crowd, not this fella.
Nope. I'm done bowing down. I'm tired of sitting back. I'm tired of accepting. I'm tired of being quiet. I'm sick of it. And I'm going to wake as many people up to use their voice, just like our brother Tony that keeps getting banned off of TikTok, Packing Patriot. You know, he came back as your voice is a weapon, and he's absolutely right. Right now we need to be as loud as we can. Every single one of us need to stand up. We need to quit worrying about what other people think. We need to quit worrying about what our neighbors think, and we need to let our voices be heard because that's the only way we're going to change anything, and we need to open our freaking ears up just a little bit. You know, that's what my dad told me when I was growing up. God gave you 2 ears and 1 mouth. Shut your mouth a little bit and listen up. And that's what we need to do a little bit. You know, we need to listen to our friends and our neighbors, and we need to have conversations, something that was long lost. And, you know, not our fault COVID, you know, mentally fucked everybody and made it to where we didn't want to hang out with our neighbors and hang out with our friends. But, you know, we're going to have to get back to those conversations and those things. So I don't know. That's the only way we're going to do what needs to be done.
Absolutely. And you know, and that is the thing, you know, is they've done everything to separate us. COVID separated everybody. Like you said, you didn't even want to shake your neighbor's hand. People going around with fist pumps and, you know, frightened to death. And that's something that they did through COVID. I don't believe that this was, you know, accidental lab escape. Well, first it said it come from a wet market in China, which we all knew the difference. You know, so many coincidences goes on with the WEF. They were there planning for a pandemic, and all of a sudden we have one. They were getting there. There's a thing called, Global Polycon, where they were getting together to plan communications outage. And it was planned for July the 8th. Anyway, they canceled. But guess what happened on July the 8th? Canada's communication went down. People couldn't go to the bank machines. Stores couldn't take credit, couldn't take nothing. You know, I mean, when is people going to wake up to the fact that all these coincidences can't be coincidence?
Yeah, there are no coincidences anymore. And you're right, with COVID, there was so much research that went into that. And not just what it was going to do to our bodies and what it would do to our bodies long-term or short-term. They knew what it was going to do to our minds. They knew that even if the disease wasn't as bad as they said it was, they could make us think that it was. And if they could make us think that it was, they could instill fear in us. And when you instill fear in people, they follow. They do what they're told because they're scared and they just want to be okay. And no matter how big and bad and tough you are, when they're showing you people falling over in the streets and they're showing you, you know, that hospitals are overrun, and if you go to the hospital, more than likely you're going to be told to turn around and you're going to die, then it scares the hell out of people. And it took people a while to get over that. And not that I'm, you know, saying that COVID wasn't real or COVID wasn't bad, but for a lot of people it wasn't. But in their head it was. And there's still people riding around in their car with masks on by themselves. So it's still bad for some people in their head. They really did a mental game on us.
100%. I mean, there's people still showering with masks on. So, you know, because you got lunatic liberals that do not want to let power. And I don't mean you liberals who are very sensible thinking, got big hearts. And I'm talking about the left-wing nuts. You know, just same as we got right-wing nuts, you also have left-wing kooks. And, you know, you see them all that. You get it easy to spot them. I mean, when they're all down, you know, parking out in front of the Kavanaugh's house and those Supreme Court justices, you just look at them. I mean, you could tell. I mean, they're out to lunch. There's nothing you could say to them to ever change their mind.
Out there twerking for rights to murder babies. I mean, geez, Louise. That's the most asinine thing I've ever seen in my life. I've got videos of girls here in Dallas, Texas, twerking. Girls and guys, don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm sorry. They're probably all girls. That's probably thems. Hell, I don't know what to say they are. But that's what they're doing is they're all twerking. Some of them up on their hands doing handstands twerking, just like that lady running for Congress right now. Oh, man, we are in so much trouble.
I just, when you fight for a right to murder babies, and I mean people, grown men, sitting there like almost losing their mind over abortion, like, you know, first of all, you don't understand what the ruling actually was. It just sent the decision back to the states. People, and then you had Trudeau up here in Canada come out like he had tears in his eyes. I mean, oh, you know, one of these days,
yeah,
Someone's just going to give a mess up his hair. That's the kind way of saying it. But he's sitting there in tears inviting Americans to come to Canada so we can kill your babies.
Yeah, it's insane how much he reacts to American politics, and I never realized that it was like that before the convoy and stuff, before I started paying attention to him. But he everything that happens in America, he has a reaction for, and I'm sure that's just their liberal agenda. But it's crazy that I heard his speech. It drives me nuts, Chad. I don't get it. I really don't. And I have grown men, like you said, coming on my page and telling me that I should mind my own fucking business. I should go get a vasectomy, this, that, and the other, telling me that I'm a horrible person, that I'm the type of guy that walks away from my kids, when these people don't know. They don't know how many kids I have, or that I'm I have two children. I've got 24 nieces and nephews. I'm a huge family guy. Most of the guys that work for me have families, and it's ignorant. They are just they don't pay attention to anything. They don't want to know anything. They just want to insult. It's getting old. I'm getting tired of trying to unify with people that just want to insult me.
Yeah, see, I don't bother the unification. I come out, I got thoughts in my mind, and I just speak it. And it's not that I don't feel for people, because I have a big heart for people. I really hate to see people you know, just so caught up in these things that they can't see just the plain truth that's ahead of them. You know, I'm a grown man. Why do I care what, you know, that the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade? Honestly, as a man, why do I care? It's a woman's decision. She wants to go get an abortion. She has to live with it, not me. Why would I go down and pick at the courthouse? Why would I go down and scream and lose it? It just makes absolutely no sense to me. And, you know, on the abortion topic, I know someone, it was a Christian woman, when she was younger, she had an abortion. And to this day, she suffers. She wasn't a Christian when she had one, you know, and at the time she thought it was the right decision. But that plays on her mind every single night now as she watches her other kids play. And that's what a lot of people don't understand. You know, when you make abortion on every single corner, you know, people don't even realize, you know, the whole Planned Parenthood thing, where it came from and why it was created.
Yeah, if they knew why it was created, who created it, why they created it, a lot of people would be more against it. They just, it's just bandwagon, Chad. That's all it is. Like you said, most of them, 95% of the people that are screaming pissed off about it don't even know what just happened. They don't know. They always scream, get the government out of my business. The federal government has no business, you know, being in my business. But literally, the federal government just gave themselves less power and just gave it to the states. That's where it belongs. That's where 90% of the decisions that are made in our country belong, is at the state level. That's why our Constitution was written. That's why we have the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. They just don't understand. And everybody's talking about we need to rewrite the Constitution. No, motherfucker, you need to reread the Constitution, because obviously they don't remember what was written in it.
Well, and that was the plan for the Constitution all along. You see, if you can start to erode it away, that's why the Second Amendment is so important, because if you can erode that away, keep picking at it with this law, that law, you know, to the point where it's so constricted that it don't mean nothing anymore, then the rest of the Constitution could be changed on a whim anytime they feel like doing it. I mean, you look at Biden now, come out and write an executive order to allow abortion. I mean, it's absolute lunacy when the Supreme Court already ruled.
Absolutely. And he, people think that he supersedes everything and that what the president says goes. They don't understand the power of Congress. They don't understand the power of Senate. They don't understand the process that laws and shit have to go through. They don't understand what our Supreme Court was made for. And they don't understand the Constitution is the law of this land. It's so ridiculous. I'm so sick of fighting with people that don't understand that. And until they understand what we're fighting for, then they don't, it doesn't matter. You know, we all want the same thing. We all just want to be left the fuck alone. But that means a lot of different things on a lot of different people's levels. You know, I want to be left alone on a lot of levels, but do I want women to have the right to use abortion as birth control? No. Why do I stand up for it? Because the babies can't stand up for themselves. You know, just like SA victims and stuff like that. They don't have a voice, so we have to be the voice for these people.
And, you know, the common argument that they use on it is the fact that, you know, well, you know, it was raped or it was incest. And, you know, the actual fact, the actual numbers is less than 1%. You know, so that means every other abortion that's done in America is done at a convenience.
Convenience. Absolutely. Yeah. And while we're on the subject of all that, do we want to go ahead and let our guest in?
Yeah, let him introduce her.
Yeah,
we have Patriot Mama. I've been so excited to have her on the show. This is our week two of human trafficking, child exploitation, so on and so forth. And she, if you're not following her on TikTok, although I believe she just lost an account or it's on pause, I'm not sure. But welcome to the show, Patriot Mama.
Well, thank you for having me.
Awesome. While we're talking about people that can't, that speak up for the people that can't speak up for themselves, you're the one of the first people that come to my mind.
I was listening.
Well, you know, the platform is yours tonight, Patriot Mama. You know, don't be nervous. You say whatever's on your heart to say. We're uncensored. We don't have the skate-around TikTok rules. Whatever you got to say, you feel free to say it. There is a one-second lag, so sometimes it'll seem like we're over-talking one another. It's just the way the show is programmed. We're sorry about that if it seems like we're trying to cut you off or, you know, that's not how it is. So, you know, what have you been working on? I absolutely love your content. I think it's incredible. Your editing skills is next to none. And, yeah, I'm a huge fan.
Oh, thank you. What am I working on? Let's see, trying to stay alive on TikTok. I just had my 23rd account taken down. I still have my main, which is in heavy shadow ban since, what, Mother's Day? So I just put that account on pause for right now while I regroup and get it up and running again. It's been quite the run on that app, between the app itself, the people on there that don't like me. Why? I don't know. All I do is fight for children. You would think that somebody like me would be booming on there. But I am probably one of the most censored and banned people on that account. Go figure.
Well, that just shows us what their narrative is and what they want to push on that app and what they don't want to push on that app. They don't want people like you that want to stand up for the people that can't stand up for themselves. Why would they want you speaking up? They don't want them to speak up. Why would they want you speaking up for them?
Well, you know, I'm going to pick up for TikTok because a lot of what you're seeing is government requests to
government.
Take you down.
Yeah.
Government.
You're right.
So a lot of times we blame TikTok. But so, Patriot Mama, when you're hitting on a certain thing that's getting a lot of views, a lot of attention, guess what? Old TikTok gets a request asking to take that down, that video, or take you down or whatever. It's a shame, but that is the games, and that's how serious it is what you talk about.
Oh, I know it absolutely is. I know they watch me. I know they can't stand me. One video alone where I was exposing Scientology with three victims that actually were brought up a lawsuit. All it was a news article about the three victims that claimed they were trafficked as children through Scientology. And I got an open veil threat saying the actions in this video can harm you or others. There was nothing. I wasn't driving a car. I stood in front of a news article. It was a complete open threat to me.
Talk about a cult. I've read about some of that stuff, and I've read about Tom Cruise's kid. He won't even talk to his kids because they don't believe in the same thing that he believes in. And I mean, he hasn't talked to his kid since his kid was like 5 years old because his kid doesn't believe in Scientology. Like, how do you quit talking to your kid at that age because they don't believe in the same thing that you believe in at 5 years old? They don't know what the hell they believe in at that age. That's that's just the tip of it, but that's just insane.
Yep, it is. It is. They don't like what I have to say. And every time I touch on something that I'm going to start exposing on there, especially things like CPS and how corrupt the system is, they just take me down. They're like, oh, no, you're not. And boom, I go down.
Yeah, just like Chad said, when you get a video that's getting attraction and they know that that's a subject they don't want being talked about, you're going to get shut down real quick. And like you said, the severity of it, depends on how bad you piss them off is if you're getting a content violation or if you're getting your whole account, you know, if you're getting your account removed or if you're getting a device ban. So it's crazy what they can do with that app. But it's what do you think about Ghislaine Maxwell's case? What do you think about the appeal that she put in? She's trying to get her case or her sentence lightened already. Did you hear that?
First, yeah, I saw a little bit about it. First, I think it's all just what she got was disgusting. One count alone. I followed the case from the beginning. One count alone. Five out of the six. One alone that I was specifically looking for was the trafficking. That's the one that should have gotten 40 years. The rest, I know that they minimized the sentencing 10 years in the beginning because three of the five were the same exact, and to avoid double jeopardy, the judge decided to
merge those three charges together and minimize it by 10. What happened? This judge was solid from the beginning, Judge Allison Nathan. So for me, all I cared about at the time was getting that trafficking charge stuck, which they did, but they did not give her the time that she should have received. So I'm in question as to what's going on behind the scenes. Do I think that she sang? Yes. But what I was trying to explain to a lot of people was, with this case, because it was federal and because it was the government prosecuting her and all of that, once they charged her for the trafficking, that gave them the right to legally go after the customers, but they cannot go after them until they got to the sentencing. So now we're in appeal status, but she's trying to appeal. So I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. I absolutely believe something is going on as far as maybe giving up names, whatever. You know, we keep hearing, oh, we want to see the list. But legally, the government cannot go after the customers until everything is finalized. They have to get her completely sentenced, appeal, like denied, whatever they do. They have to get her completely finalized before they can legally go after the customers. So I'm still patiently waiting to see what's going on. So I don't have answers on that yet, but I am watching.
Well, you know, yeah, do you actually think Jeffrey Epstein is dead? Well, what's your thoughts on that?
No, I don't think he's dead.
What do you think happened?
What I think, and I believe it's still in my link tree if they didn't delete that. Even my link trees have been banned 3 times. in my link tree, when I had done my research and I was checking up on Deep, because at the end of the day, I truly believe that Maxwell was the head of the snake with that whole ring. I don't think that Epstein was as bad as she was. I think she was way worse, because when I went back and I started looking at everything, I noticed that a lot of his accusers all accused him right at the time that he had met Maxwell. Any of his accusers after that, well, okay, let me add in also, there are some FBI documents which I got a hold of from the FBI vault, and if you read through them, it actually shows that he possibly turned FBI informant back in 2018. What's weird is that ever since that date, there are no more accusers. The accusers are only during the years that she was in the picture prior to this FBI document.
Yeah, I'm behind you on that. I think that she was the main star in all this. I think Epstein, you know, we got to remember that a lot of this child trafficking and these things is honey trap set up by our own intelligence. I mean, you look at Hunter Biden, what's going on with him. You know, the Chinese government has had the dirt on him for ages. The Israeli government, you know, they offer him, if he got a sick fetish towards children, that's what they're going to give them. And it's sad to think that our own intelligence agencies would do that, but that's what it is. It's sick, and she's caught up right in the midst of it all, probably the ringleader, you know, considering who her father is.
I absolutely believe that she was the ringleader. I mean, I could go on and on and on about them, but it's much deeper than what the news was showing you. Or what you're reading in articles. It's just very, very deep. And I've been following that for years, and there's a lot that people don't realize what went on with that and who she really was and, you know, where the people that actually you're accusing all are coming out and saying that she was the worst. So I'd be curious to see if we ever find out the actual truth about it, but I'm watching the case.
I'm curious to know who took her place, who stepped in for.
There you go.
What island are they using now? Are they using James Biden's island now? Are they still using fucking Jeffrey's island? Whose mansion are they using up in the mountains? Like
Water Island?
What was that?
Joe Biden and his brother's island, Water Island?
Yes, Water Island, yep.
Yeah. inquiring
so that's what I'm
to know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you look. I mean, we had the arrest of Peter Nygaard. I'm sure you have some info on him. Have you heard of him, Patriot Mama?
Yeah, I mean, all of his, I'd say, acquaintances or whatever were arrested. One of them, I forgot which one it was, that committed suicide in jail right before Maxwell's trial, I believe it was.
Oh, wow, I haven't heard that. So there has been people that's been arrested.
So Hillary Clinton goes
there
to
were
Canada
two...
too?
Well, she apparently made her way there because I said, you've got to be kidding me. Of course.
She's got strings, I know.
But I mean, you know, we could go on and on about you know, Epstein and Maxwell, and I still do think he's alive. I don't know for what reason or what's going on, but will we ever know? I hope so. I'd like answers. But, you know, this goes, you know, a lot of people are so fixated on, you know, the Epstein, when that's just such a small fish in the big pool of all of this. And, you know, did I get fixated on the Epstein and did I start doing my research? And then when I realized how much deeper it really was, I became buried in it. And I said, why isn't anybody talking about this? Why is nobody talking about this? Why is the news not speaking about it? Why aren't they doing something about this? And that's when I started talking about everything else that's going on besides the Epstein thing and trying to wake people up and let them realize this is going on in your own hometown. This is right under your nose, in your schools, in your sports, in your daycares. It is everywhere, everywhere.
They're not talking about it because the people don't know about it. They don't know about it because
right.
They shut people like you up. You know, the MSM, yep. The mainstream media, they're not talking about it. And 70-80% of the, you know, population that gets news gets it from there. And if they're not getting it, you know, there, they're getting it on some other liberal news on their phones. So they're only going to get what they see and what they want to see. It's amazing to me that you can, somebody like you, can come to the table with so many receipts and facts about what you're talking about. And, I mean, and somebody can still turn a blind eye to it. The fuck is wrong with people?
I say it all the time. When I first joined TikTok, I did it to monitor my children. And I was maybe, you know, I found some patriotic people and I said, oh, you know, I'm censored everywhere else. Let me try on here. Okay, here we go. And, you know, I was one of the maybe handful of people actually speaking about this, like the real stuff that was going on in your neighborhoods. And, I'm happy to see that so many more people are speaking about it finally, but we're all getting taken down. I know why, but I'm not going to stop because it needs to be heard. It needs to be seen. And over the past 2 years, I can't even begin to tell you the amount of people that have gotten involved. That are now involved in their communities. And that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to wake people up and say, you know, this is how you can get involved. There's so many different levels of it. It's not just donating. You know, I've taken the time to connect with founders of organizations. There are three in particular. Actually, there was four, but there's three in particular that I've even been on the phone with OUR Rescue with a rec from them talking about what I've been doing. You know, Change on Chains is another one that's in Florida. You know, he's on the app too. He's an active Navy chief. Him and his wife opened this organization out in Florida where they're building tiny homes on the property for victims that are rescued so that it can integrate them into society and teach them a trade, which I've donated and I'm donating again this week to them, which I'll explain later. And then, you know, there's Pegasus Ops, which is in London. You know, I met him on the app, Jay Jordan, and I'm now connected with him off the app. We talk on FaceTime, you know, and we talk about what's going on in the world. He rescues kids globally. His organization is coming to America within the next 18 months. They're going to be boots on the ground, door kickers, stuff like that. So, you know, I'm working with all these people so that I can bring more awareness to everybody and get people involved. You know, there's politicians that, you know, I haven't, and within my group of people, we've now named it Dark to Light. We have a group that we work together. There's five of us. We all have different roles. And I wanted to be able to, you know, connect with all different types of people. So I do have somebody, you know, Mikey's on my team, and he is in the political world. So he has all connections with political affiliates. And he's gotten me connected with a lot of people that have either been authors of harsher sentencing for child trafficking, somebody that has actually heeded and got unanimously a child harsher sentencing for child trafficking passed in Illinois, somebody that's running for Congress in Illinois. You know, all of these people, he's gotten me connected with rep in, you know, OUR Rescue. So, you know, they're all willing to sit down with me if I, you know, when I go to Illinois to actually start drafting up some federal legislation to get harsher sentencing. Because to me, I think it's absolutely ridiculous what they allow for these monsters to go back out on the street after such a short amount of time and just reoffend again. It's just a constant cycle. And I know why they're doing it, but, you know, it's horrible. You know, and I put the perfect example of how this is, what's going on. Child trafficking, everybody says it's the second largest business in the world. No, it's not. It's the first. All you're seeing is documented numbers. Think about it this way. If Big Pharma actually released all of the cures to cancer and everything else, which they have, how would they make any money with the medicines and the treatment?
Absolutely.
The same thing applies to child trafficking. If they didn't release all of these predators back out onto the street and kept them in jail and gave them a death sentence or whatever, which is what they deserve, if they didn't release them back out onto the street, and if they didn't have all of these unaccompanied minors coming into this country, mind you, our country is the largest customer base for pedophiles, for the material, all of it. If they didn't release those pedophiles back onto the streets and they didn't have all these kids coming into this country, where would they be making their money? That's,
you know,
how they make their money.
So do you actually think, you know, I think a lot of people, including myself, was kind of, you know, we always hear about children going missing, these things, but you never actually clue into the fact that is organized groups that's going in and taking these children. Do you actually think that maybe the government or certain government agencies could be involved in something like that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think they're all involved. I think that that's why they actually put corrupt judges in place in family courts. That's why they have these politicians in place to turn a blind eye. They're all getting money in the pocket for this. Why are there flights of undocumented children coming across the border in the middle of the night being flown into all these different states? In the middle of the night, why are they asking specifically for undocumented children to come, unaccompanied children to come across this border? Why? Why is it that from January 20th to September 1st of 2020, the first year of him in office, what was it, 8 months? With those kids that they let across the border and let into the country, 45,000 of those kids, they can't contact. They have no idea where they are.
Wow. Yeah, when they say
no
undocumented,
idea where
they're undocumented. There's no documentation of them now.
None. They were not even DNA testing. They weren't even DNA testing. Trump was DNA testing. That's why he had everybody. That's why he had everybody in those cages for so long, which Obama built, let's be clear. He had them in there because he was DNA testing every single person that came across the border with a child. He wanted to make sure that that child belonged to the adult it came across with. That's why they were in cages for so long. Biden was just releasing them. He wasn't even DNA testing them. And then he said, okay, we'll DNA test them. So I think it was in May, March of 2020 or something like that, he finally started doing some DNA testing. And I believe out of 54,000 kids that came across that border in that month alone, they DNA tested 24.
Wow.
24.
That's insane.
They were allowing them. They weren't even checking the papers. They were just letting them in. If you came across the border with a child, 72 hours you were held, and then you were released. They were actually asking for volunteers for fostering of these children. That's how many were coming across the border. They were just passing them off. It is actually harder to adopt a dog than it is to claim a child at the border.
Yeah, you know, that's an absolute disgrace. And, you know, I'd like to see more groups rise up, you know, kind of like yourself, where you have a real heart for the children and down helping these children coming across the borders. Because, you know, I've read stories of where mothers, thinking they're doing a good thing, sending their children off to a better life in America, send them off with these jackals, and they're raped 100 times before they ever get to the border. I think there was one little girl found, she was raped by 21 different men. I mean, it was absolutely disgraceful.
I actually have an interview that somebody called me a liar. A little girl, I believe she was 10 or 8, whatever age, she was young. She didn't speak English. She came across the border alone. The Border Patrol agent who had seen her originally went back and saw her again, and she wasn't speaking anymore. He couldn't understand why she wasn't speaking, so he sent her for medical treatment. Well, it turns out she was gang raped in her mouth by 9 men.
What a sin, you know, and what goes on. I mean, I'm just absolutely, I'm glad more awareness is being brought to this. More people are looking into these family court situations. It all needs to be investigated. That's one of the good things about TikTok. I mean, yes, you do get shut down and all this, but there's always people to make those clips that you see, and it comes out. There's one girl over in Arizona, I don't know her name, but she's going on about Governor Ducey and child services over there. You know, so the word is getting out. Awareness is getting out, and it's true great patriots like yourself, a true, you know, a true mama.
Yeah, I've never going to stop.
Hell no, they're not going to stop her. Speaking of the CPS and the foster care, I was reading an article the other day on how many kids, I'm sure you probably have more numbers, but how many kids in the foster system get lost and literally just, they don't know where they are. There's thousands that are lost that are just in our foster system. These are American kids, kids that were born here, kids that have birth certificates that are just lost in the system. They don't know where these kids are now.
Well, that was set up as a business, and well, CPS was actually set up as a business thanks to the Adoption and Families Act of 1997 signed by Bill Clinton. And if you don't know what that is, go look it up. But because of that, they turned it into a business. And basically what they did was they have the right with CPS to come into your home and take your child if they see fit. And within 15 months, if they feel that your child should not be back with you, you basically are cut off of all rights to that child, and they have the right to sell that child. So it became a business. And I believe 1 month, I forgot the numbers because it was so long ago, but I think it was like $61 million or something like that they made through that. And from what I'm understanding, when Trump came into office, he canceled it immediately. But I think it's back in place again.
Yeah, I mean, that's an absolute disgrace, some of the things that happen and some of the things you're getting away with. But again, it's hard for the regular mind to think that these things happen. I mean, you look at what WikiLeaks did when they exposed John Podesta and Obama and his hot dog party. And, you know, it was hard for people to fathom that they were actually talking about little kids.
Yeah. All of those emails and all of that stuff, you know. Do I believe it actually goes on? Yeah. Look at all the politicians that are going down and getting, you know, indicted and stuff for pornography, child pornography, which is CSAM. You know, all of it being stings of them meeting up and thinking that they're meeting up with a child. They're all pedos. They're all pedos. A good portion of these politicians and both sides. I don't want to sit here because this is not about left and right. These people, these elites and everything, they think they are above everybody else, and they have an infatuation with children that is beyond disgusting. I have never in my life, you know, I try to put out videos to show how bad it is with, you know, all of these people getting arrested. You know, why is it that, like, Elliot Cutler, you know, he was, I don't even know if he ever got into office again, but he was indicted. He was arrested. Immediately, his document, his case got sealed. Everything gets sealed. My tax dollars pay for these politicians. I want to know what's in those documents. I want to know what's in his case. I want to know what he did.
We should know everything. We should be able to know every single fucking thing that we want to know. The Freedom of Information Act, what happened? You know what I mean? Like, why are we blocked out of everything that we want to know? Why can't we find out any details on anything? We're lied to from the very top. We're lied to at the very bottom.
Yep. 100%.
So, Patriot Mama, we have Relentless Mikey on the phone here to come into the room with us.
Oh, okay.
Hello, Relentless Mikey.
Hey gang.
Bring
how
Mikey
are
on
ya?
In. Bring Mikey on in. But also, Patriot Mama, next week, the week after, Kim will have to confirm, we have the wonderful Jessica May. She's coming on. I believe you know her.
Yes.
You know of the work she does. She's a great content creator. You know, we're really going to start hitting these things. Since nobody else is hitting them, we're going to do our best, use our influence however it is we can to bring these cases wide open. With that being said, Mikey, come on in and introduce yourself.
Well, thanks. I appreciate y'all letting me in. Mama's always good to talk to you. You know, I live out in Illinois. I've been fighting the tough fight in Illinois, and every fight in Illinois is a tough fight. But particularly when it comes to trafficking and pedophilia and things of that nature, it's actually a lot worse than people realize. You know, I'll tell you that bill that the state rep, Chris Boss, got passed was going to get shoved into an omnibus bill because, you know, they weren't going to let him bring that forward on its own the way it was written. And he had to concede some things in that bill. Fortunately, it's astonishing to me that it was even a misdemeanor prior to that bill being passed. And now it's a felony, too. But here's the thing. The thing is really that none of this would exist. Trafficking wouldn't exist. Pedophilia wouldn't exist. None of this would exist if proper legislation was put in place. And the reason proper legislation isn't being put in place is because of these payoffs of these politicians and what they're involved in relation to that trafficking and that pedophilia, that business. So I'm just, you know, I wanted to echo something that Mama said earlier. It's not just the left, although they make it real tough because, you know, they don't like, you know, heavier sentencing. But the right makes it just as tough, and I've actually been asked to not talk about it in Illinois by Republicans. And like I told them, and I'll tell you guys, I don't give one F. I'm coming hard. I'm taking people down with me. I don't care.
Yeah, well, that's what you got to do. I mean, people got to start speaking up. I mean, these are our kids. These are kids. These are little children who are defenseless, being used by our governments around the world. I mean, who would have ever known that, you know, these government agencies go and take a child from someone's home, maybe they're having a little bit of trouble in life, whatever the case may be, take them out of that home and lose track of them. I mean, to me, that's just mind-boggling.
Right, and the grooming ahead of all of that, like what they're doing with these, you know, trans shows and allowing children in and kids putting dollar bills into G-strings, and this is all the prep work for the trafficking.
I agree with you 100%. I think with that alone, that is child abuse. I think anybody caught up, anybody who brings their kids to a drag show and allows them to put money in a grown man's pants, I think they should be locked up, their children taken from the home and given to parents that will, you know, teach them right from wrong. I mean, to me, that's absolutely insane.
It is insane. And 10 years ago, if we were having this conversation, what would have happened to somebody who took a kid into an environment like that? Them parents would have been CPS or DCFS, depending on your state, and that kid would have been taken out 10 years ago.
We've been quiet too long. I say it over and over and over. We've been complacent and we've been quiet. We were the silent majority. We can't be silent anymore. These people are trying to normalize that shit. That's what, you know, it won't be called sex trafficking in a couple of years. It'll just be called selling kids. You know, that's what they want it to be normalized. They want all this shit to be normalized. They don't want it to be different. They want it to be normal. So we have to be loud. We can't be accepting of that fucking behavior. We can't do it. And everybody that's against it has to speak up and say they're against it. If you don't speak up against it, then you're for it in my eyes.
Absolutely. 100%. Because I tell you, there are people that come for all of us, and particularly Mama, and I got to wonder what the motive is behind it.
Well, I mean, how could you not get behind her? You know, when you look at her content, and to me, it makes me sad but fires me up at the same time. You know, these are little children, and I think for most people are good-hearted people, and I think they find it hard to fathom that these things happen. I think that is our biggest struggle in this battle, is waking people up to believe that this stuff actually happens.
Yeah. Well, Warren, country singer Warren Zeier says, I'm going to burn this whole world down.
Yep. Well, when you have somebody like Patriot Mama that brings the receipts, that literally breaks it down in her videos and tells you exactly what the fuck she's talking about, and you have thousands of people like her. Not only are they being silenced, but when they can do that and you turn a blind eye to it, you're just being complacent. And for so long, that was okay, but we can't be complacent anymore. And so if you're complacent or you turn a blind eye, then I'm still saying you're for it. Because you have to speak out against it. We have to stop this from being normalized. We can't accept it anymore.
No, and we never should have accepted it from the beginning. And that's
no,
why...
There's a lot of things we shouldn't have accepted. You know, we didn't want to hurt feelings. You know, and we were called different names. And, you know, we just said, okay, fuck it. We're just... Is it worth the fight? No, it's not worth the fight. We'll let them have this, and we'll let them have that.
Yeah.
But
everybody was
gaslit.
Everybody was straw-manned, and everybody was told to go sit in the corner and think about what they've done.
That turned into talking to our kids about sex in school, and that turned into wanting to kill babies after they were fucking born. Well, we can't accept anymore. We were too tolerant, and people say that we're not tolerant enough. Well, no, we were too tolerant. In my opinion, we were too tolerant and we were too accepting, and we can't do it anymore. We have to say no.
What is happening to our children right now is the most egregious thing that has ever happened in the human race.
Absolutely. They are turning a whole generation of kids into... Fuck, we're uncensored and I can't even say what I want to say, so go ahead.
Well, and this is why we created Dark Polite, you know, because we are so censored on the platform and we weren't having it anymore. So, you know, we have a podcast coming out called Dark Polite. It's coming out soon once everything is in place. You know, we've teamed up with IP Conflict. They handle the cyber end of it. If you guys are not following, you know, I'm sure you've seen a lot of their work. You know, they go after the predators on social media and all of that stuff. And, so we have all teamed up together. Everybody's got a different, you know, I guess, place in our mix. And we're just going to bring it all. We have a podcast that's going to teach everybody awareness. We're going to educate everybody. We're going to have high-profile guests on it, and we're going to take it off the app so that we have no censorship whatsoever, and we're going to get everybody involved and just get the word out there without being censored.
Yeah.
Well,
you also have to remember, we have some of the biggest groups in the world, not even just in the United States, in the world, that are willing to work with us. Leading that group, of course, OUR Rescue. You know, I mean, they are global. And you know, and being able to have that conversation with them and build that relationship and seeing where that goes is going to, I mean, I can't even tell you the reach we're going to end up getting with this. And even in the States, you know, I'm trying to work with some other major groups. One that I follow very religiously, the wonderful group, Moms for America. Shout out to Moms for America. And we want to be able to work with them as well. And so we're going to be tackling getting this vast network in place so that while everybody is moving in their own direction, you know, like OUR works in their direction, Change on Chain works in their direction, Pegasus Ops works in their direction, we also want to take just a little bit, like a little 10% of their organization and put it into a round table moving forward as one body. So that way when we go to the table with federal legislation and we go to each state of the 50 states and say, we want parity laws and here's the draft. And no matter what state you go to, whether you're in Vermont or California or Washington State or Texas, it's going to be the same thing, same sentencing that you're going to get. Helping get behind that so we can start putting in those stop gaps and close those loopholes.
So how do you go about actually getting a piece of legislation before Congress or whoever? I mean, what are the steps that you need to take to move this forward?
Well, first off, you have to have, I mean, it's got to be, obviously, it's got to be written professionally, right? And that's just, that's the lowest end of it all. It has to make sense in terms of not repetition of past legislation. It has to be new, and then we have to do door kicking of our own and get sponsorship from, you know, congressmen or senators or both. And we do that through the help of some groups like OUR Rescue and you know, God willing, Moms for America and some of these other bigger name groups in the United States to help lobby to get.
I can tell you, any senator or congressman that's not behind that's a piece of shit, and we know where they stand.
100.
So.
Yeah, I got a couple think we're already eyeing to put this in front of.
Well, I tell you, Carrie Lake out of Arizona would probably be a good good person to get behind it. If you ever got a meeting with her, get her to push it for you, because she don't hold no punches. I tell you, really impressed with her. But, you know, whatever, when you guys get the podcast up and get these things moving, whatever we could do to help promote it, you know, we got a lot of followers online, these things, and you know, we'll definitely push your content. We'll be more than happy to do it. I'll do TikToks about it. Whatever it is we can do to push your podcast out there, you just let us know the time, when, and how.
Yeah. Well, God bless you for it. I'm going to tell you, none of this would be possible without Mama. None of this. She is the fire that you know, continues to stoke all of us to continue to push on, and we know that we're going to be going through some steel walls, and we know some of them steel walls are going to try and fall on us, but because of her that we say, okay, let that steel wall fall, I got a blowtorch.
So Mama, Patriot Mama, so how do you go about you know, you do your research, but how do you go about verifying some of the things you do research?
First, well, it depends on what it is. Obviously, you know, regular news articles about predators and thieves and stuff like that, they're obviously verified already. If the news is reporting on it, it's just your local pedophile. But as far as elites and stuff like that, it depends. I will go and find news articles. I will go and find government documents, court cases. You know, a lot of people were doubting some of the court stuff that was going on with Ghislaine Maxwell, and I showed documentation. I said, it's very easy. All you have to do is go into the court docket. It's right there. You know, I won't put out something. Will I entertain conspiracy theories? Absolutely. But if I don't have the proof on it, I'm not putting it out there. I'll watch it and try to find the proof the best I can, but I'm not going to put out something that I don't have some type of proof on, because it's not going to benefit anybody. I'd rather concentrate on the stuff that I can actually prove. if there's anything in particular you're talking about, though, let me know.
Yeah, no, no, absolutely. I know what you're saying. You don't want to put something out there that you don't have receipts for. There's so many things that if I was just on the app for likes and comments that I could just jump on the bandwagon and speak on and talk about, but you know, I know that when I see a story, I'm going to get on TikTok and I'm going to see 1,000 other creators talking about that story. That's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about what people aren't talking about. I want to talk about what people forgot. I want to drill that shit back in their head so that they don't forget. They can't forget, because we won't let them.
Exactly. You know, I won't touch on, a lot of times I'm getting tagged on the same thing over and over again. Yes. The only reason why I'm not posting is because everybody is posting it. I'll go find something that nobody's posting about that slips under their nose that they didn't see. You know, and I do searches every single day on, and I still use DuckDuckGo. But I will search certain keywords, and I'll try and find the things that nobody's talking about. You know, every week I was at one point doing like a weekly update of how many arrests or how many, you know, sentencing there was of pedophiles in different states or all over the world. And, you know, sometimes I was fine. One day alone, I found 50 articles within probably 10 minutes, just in 24-hour time period. And I was making just the headlines. And look how many there were. Every single day I was posting it, how many I was finding. There was a big burst of them at one point because they had busted a huge creator. It started, I believe, in New Zealand. And from there, it led them to Australia, then to Canada. Then they found all of the customers, and there was a crap ton of customers in the U.S. So there was a big, huge flow of arrests of people that actually were subscribers to the material from the people that were creating it. I believe it was 4 people that they arrested in New Zealand. But there was a huge burst of an uptick of articles and arrests and everything that was coming out. But, you know, every day, every week, I'm searching for all of these things. And people were actually commenting, oh, my God, that's in my town. It wasn't even on the news. I said, go figure. They didn't even know about it because nobody is reporting on it. My question is, yeah, okay, you're getting all of these people that are actually have this material that they're buying, the CSAM. What I want to know is, are you going after the people that are creating it? And are you rescuing the kids, rescuing those children that is in that pornography? Where are they? I want to know where they are. It's fine and dandy that you're capturing the people buying the material, but are you actually going after the people that are making it? Because if you're not going after the people that are making it and rescuing those kids, they're going to keep making it. And they're going to keep letting these pedophiles out because they get minimal sentencing just for having the material instead of having actually doing it to the child. And they're going to put them out on the streets to continuously buy it. So for me, I want to know that you're going after the head of the snake. Because once you go after the head of the snake and shut these businesses down that are creating the material, these predators are going to have nothing to buy.
Well, it's hard to go after the head of the snake when you are the snake.
Ooh. Oh, that's deep. That's deep, Michael. You know,
very,
did you ever see that video?
True.
you ever see that video that goes on? There was a guy, his karate instructor, kidnapped his kid and molested him, took him to Mexico.
Oh, God.
And he was on the way back through the airport with the marshals, and the kid's dad was on the payphone. And as the pedophile was going in handcuffs with the two marshals, the kid's dad walked right behind him, shot him right in the head, right dead, right there in the airport. And that was live on the news. You could go find this. You can find that actually on Google or wherever. But, you know, people don't understand the rage you will unleash if you keep messing with our kids.
So true.
You have kids yourself?
It's going to come down.
I'm assuming you guys have kids yourself.
Yes. Actually, I have an 11- and 12-year-old, and my daughter was targeted with child pornography sent to her, unfortunately. Thankfully, what had happened was her friends, I allowed her to have a messenger app with her friends that I monitored, and her friend's account was hacked. This is how easy it is. Her friend's account was hacked by a predator, and that predator actually messaged all of the contacts a CSAM, a piece of CSAM. And when my daughter woke up, she opened the video, but because it was a flagged video, it immediately shut down her account. She never saw anything, thank God. She was 10 at the time. And 2 days later, I had my county's child cybercrimes unit knocking on my door to let me know what had happened, showed me, the conversation between her and her friend, and at the point that the account had gotten hacked and what, that it was sent, but my daughter did not see anything. And when I told her basically what I advocate for, they were so kind about it. They said, listen, there is basically nothing you can do. We live in a world in technology. It's just best that you educate your children. Unless you want to put your kids in a bubble and keep them away from the rest of the world, this is how bad it is out there. They have access to these, the internet and everything, and especially with COVID lockdown and everything, the kids were all over the internet. The grooming that was going on, I'm not going to get into what we have open right now. We have some cases open, but this is what happens. Our children, they put our children in front of technology, and this is just an open market for them. These predators will sit behind their computers and pretend to be children and groom our kids and come after our kids with CSAM, and it's disgusting. But I do have contacts with this cybercrimes unit, and they recently got somebody sentenced that thought they were going to get away by throwing their iPad into the river, but they pulled it out and pulled all of the material off, and they got the guy. So they are no joke. That's another thing. Like, if people want to know how you can find out how to get involved, you can contact your child cybercrime unit in your county, in your town, and see if there's any groups that you can actually join to, spread awareness or what you could do. Volunteer. And if you don't have one, make one. There's book clubs. Why can't you make a child trafficking awareness group?
Yeah, please start with your sheriff's office.
Go ahead, Mikey.
No, I'm saying just absolutely start with your sheriff's office. They typically have at least 5 or 6 people that work in that little unit, and they're always looking for help.
Awesome, like, good idea.
Online is so dangerous now. I remember my neighbor, she got a 9-year-old. I have a 9-year-old. And my wife went and told me, she's on TikTok. I said, what? 9 years old on TikTok. So I went to the mom. She's a single mom. And I said, do you know how dangerous that is for your child? And she's like, what do you mean? I said, there's 50-year-old men probably contacting her, pretending to be young girls. She's very, very simple lady. And she said, I didn't know. I said, absolutely. You should pull her off of there as fast as you can. People don't understand how dangerous things like that is.
It's very dangerous, you know, and we're working with IT conflicts, like I said, and the cases that we have, you know, we don't like to blast the videos all over the place if we find a predator or somebody comes to us with a predator account. Because what happens is if you start blasting it all over the app, saying, oh, go attack this person, they wind up ghosting. They shut their videos to private. They shut their following to private. And that's usually where the big fish is. They've lost a couple of cases like this. Right now we have somebody, a big creator, that came to us because their daughter was getting targeted. She thankfully educated her daughter. Her daughter came to her. And, you know, we have it open for a couple of months now. We have two decoys in place pretending to be children talking to this guy. But he is so advanced with this, and what turned out to what we thought was one victim turns out that he actually is global. In her state alone, there's 28 schools that he is targeting with hundreds of girls. You know, we have videos of what he sent, and they're pretty disgusting. And the things that he is saying to this, what he thinks is a child, if I could jump through the phone and choke him, I'd like to do way more than that, but I'm not going to say that live. I cannot believe what this guy is saying to the decoys. But you have to be so careful, and it has to be within legal limit, you know, because there is law enforcement that is involved with this and knows about all of this, and we have to be careful with it. But, you know, they have trained people within IP conflict that are well-versed in this, and we're eventually going to get them, but it's you got to tread carefully so you don't scare the guy off. Because he is absolutely a professional.
And you know, you should be able to get more help from TikTok and these apps. I really don't understand. I mean, a video gets reported. I get reported probably 1,000 times a day. You know, someone actually goes and looks at that video. What does someone do when they look at one of these pedophile videos, you know, and look at the comments and look at these things? I seen one big creator on there. She's on there with her little girl. She's 3 years old. And, you know, I didn't go see her, but someone bought her attention. She did a TikTok on this woman and her little girl, showing, look how inappropriate these comments are and these things. And anyway, she put it up. I mean, it's absolutely sickening that as a mom, she would exploit her child in that way just to get views, just to get followers. And most of the followers are probably fat, bald, middle-aged pedophiles.
Absolutely. The stuff that goes on there for views is disgusting. It's disgusting what I see people doing. You know, anything for followers and views. And, you know, I've always said that I am one person on that app. I don't do creative fun because I was banned from it, probably account number two. But even when I was making it, I always said that I am never going to monetize for anything except for the kids. And any dime that comes my way while I am speaking for these kids, no matter where it is, I'm donating it to child trafficking organizations with proof, and I've done that. You know, and that's another thing. I'm trying to raise money through OER Rescue. I have an open fundraiser directly on their site because I don't like to touch money. And, you know, we've raised already over, I think it's close to $4,300 so far. I'm keeping it open till the end of the year. So, and what I'm finding is that a lot of people, you know, I'm not getting, you know, massive donations, but... So I said, you know what, let me try something new. So I created my own merch shop, and it's all geared towards pedophile hunters, sarcastic shirts, you know, about, you know, hunting down pedophiles, wood chipper, you know, pedo removal service, all that type of stuff. Because I said, all right, I'm going to do it this way. Let me try. And within the first 2 weeks of opening that merch shop, I was able to raise $1,100. 100% of the proceeds go with proof to these organizations every month. And the first 2 weeks, we raised $1,100 just from the merch shop. And I showed proof that I donated it directly to Change Unchained. Within the next couple of weeks after that, we raised another $1,000, which I'm actually waiting for it to hit the account so that I can donate it back to Change Unchained again because they absolutely needed it. Their funds are depleting, and they're a newer organization, and I'm trying to help them as best I can. We're even going to go down to their Burn It Down Ranch and we're going to go help them physically build these tiny homes. I'm going to get involved as best I can and help them as best as I can with my voice and I guess now my hands.
Yeah, that's incredible. You know, and I will do all I can to bring awareness to that and to that charity. You know, anything that we could do, especially your merch, you know, give a plug, let the people know where they can find it, because, you know, that's the kind of clothes that us patriots wear, of course. But I definitely would like to get involved. Recently, I've been involved with Camps for All. You know, these great patriots here in Canada, when Tim Hortons said no to unvaccinated kids, they stepped up and said, no, we're going to do something for all the kids. And, you know, it's amazing, these little organizations, what kind of attentions they can get from large followings on TikTok.
Yeah, yeah. Change Unchained, they are very transparent. Chief Troy, I'm sure a lot of know, I forgot how to say his last name. He's got a very large following on his personal page. You know, it's MilTok, the military TikTok side, but he, him and his wife opened this, and now they have the TikTok page just for Change Unchained. So I've been trying to help push them as best that I can, and as fund them as best that I can, because I know that, you know, they're not getting as much attention because they're fairly new, but they do such a great job with everything that I feel they deserve it. You know, a lot of people don't talk about what happens to these victims, you know, after they're rescued, and they are taking charge in trying to help temporary stay to victims and teach them a trade before they set them off into the world. Also, you know, he's also part of this organization called the Big Search that happens. They do it during Super Bowl week. And a lot of different organizations come together and volunteers as well. You have to register. And during Super Bowl week, they go, they all team up. They get a booklet of, you know, missing kids. Most of them are usually runaways that think, you know, they're leaving for a better life or whatever on the streets, and they get caught up in trafficking. So they physically go out on the streets and they go and rescue these kids. So during Super Bowl week in Vegas, they rescued 47 children or 48. Right now they are at the World Games. The World Games is going on in Birmingham, Alabama. That's another event that a lot of trafficking happens. And a lot of times what will happen is I call them pimps. They'll bring these children and women to these events because people have money. They'll advertise privately however they advertise, and a lot of the trafficking, sex trafficking goes on there. So right now they're doing another big search at the World Games from July 7th to the 17th. So he is offline right now. So I am patiently pacing, waiting for the update that he's going to post about how many kids that they rescued.
Well, that's incredible. So what are you thinking, Mikey? Are you involved with that charity as well?
I'm certainly hoping, you know, dark to light and what we're trying to do in terms of, you know, getting them all the resources they need to continue this fight in whatever way that I can. I mean, this is kind of like, you know, everybody's got their pillar in dark to light, and mine is the political and the networking, and that's kind of what I lend to helping these groups out and helping, you know, further along what we're trying to do on a daily basis.
At the end of the day, I'm going to support anybody that's trying to rescue kids, as long as they're legitimate, obviously. You know, like even this big search thing that happens, there's a few of us that are going to be registering and going to help during Super Bowl week with the rescue and physically be boots on the ground finding these kids on the streets. So that is something that I'm really excited to do because I want to get boots on the – I want to be boots on the ground rescuing these kids as well. So, I mean, I know they take volunteers. As soon as I get the information, I will be putting it out because I'm sure they could use all the volunteers that they – as many volunteers as they possibly can. I know that OUR Rescue also takes part in this. There's a lot of organizations that come together as one for this because at the end of the day, it's about the kids.
Yeah. And the Super Bowl is like the big day for trafficking. So,
you know, it's very hard to fathom as I sit here and listen to you speak. You know, it's almost like we're rescuing animals. You know, in the way we're talking about, you know, to really grasp that these are kids.
It's very hard
to really grasp that.
What sucks, yeah. Chad, is that you actually see commercials on TV for animals, for saving animals. You don't see advertisements on TV for saving trafficked kids or for, you know, to help get into saving trafficked kids. Nobody knows unless they stumble across somebody on social media. They don't know about this stuff. I didn't know about 90% of the stuff about trafficking kids and stuff before I stumbled across Patriot Mama or Delta or, you know, several other creators on the app. People don't know that this stuff goes on. And like I said, I didn't know, but once I learned that this was going on and once I started investigating and saw for my own eyes, well, shit, this is true. I couldn't turn a blind eye to it. How do you do that? You don't.
Yeah.
If you have a soul or a heart, you can't do that. And I absolutely agree. Any group that is doing this, that is behind, I don't care what they're doing. If they're behind helping the trafficked kids or they're behind helping people that are getting, you know, sex slaves or sex trafficking, I'm behind that group 100%.
Absolutely. Well, a lot of people like, yeah.
I see Robin Greville's in the chat room. Anybody don't know her, she makes some incredible Patriot clothing and these things, and maybe that's a design that might be her forte, line up a Jew of Patriot Mama, because, you know, raising money for a cause like that, I think it's, you know, you got me wanting to get involved. So whatever we could do, you know, you kind of lead the way and let us know how we could help. And I know Michael, myself, and Kim, we're all in.
Yeah,
that's
I mean,
awesome.
Like the merch shop, I actually put it up into in my link tree. There's a lot of information in my link tree. I have all the organizations linked in there. I have my direct OUR fundraiser link in there, and everything is labeled properly. I have the merch shop in there. I have the podcast links ready to go in there for the different platforms we're going to be on. But the merch shop, yeah, I mean, you know, there's tons and tons of different, and every week I'm going to be adding more designs because I have tons and tons in my head that I want to put out. But, you know, it's not only raising money for the kids and the organizations, it's also spreading awareness on the shirts. You know, people are getting stopped with the sarcastic shirts. One of the shirts says, "My favorite animal to hunt," with a question mark, and there's a hunter laying on the ground with a rifle, and underneath it says pedophiles. You know, like, so it's stopping people and saying, "Where'd you get that shirt?" So, you know, when people start talking about it and they start sending, you know, the way to the merch shop, yeah, they're getting an item, they're spreading awareness with the shirt, and the money's going to the organization. So I figured, all right, I'll do it. Let's go.
So, yeah, the best thing you guys can do is just, kind of, you know, I put the link to the merch shop in Mama's link tree in the chat. Share it out to whoever, you know, you're networked with. And then, you know, stay tuned for, you know, the podcast that's going to be coming up. And we'll be, you know, certainly giving out a ton more information in terms of other ways that people can get involved and be activated in normalizing this conversation to stop it as much as it's been normalized, continue.
Listen,
go ahead, Patriot. I just want to say it. Mikey did put that in your link tree in the chat room. So anybody listening that goes back and listens to the show or, you know, just go in the comments, you'll be able to scroll down and see the link tree link there.
You know, it's been a rough 2 years on that app. you know, a lot of people ask me, why are you on there? Why are you on there? You know, you could be on Truth Social. They don't censor you. Yeah, well, you know what? I don't want to be where everybody knows about this stuff. I want to be on the controversial platforms that they are taking me down, because I know that they're taking me down for a reason. I want to be on the place where I'm going to wake another person up every day. I want to be where people don't know about this, because more people are waking up. I mean, tomorrow I have an interview with the Bucks County Courier Times, which is basically the Pennsylvania version of the New York Times, with the editor-in-chief to talk about everything for the newspaper. So, you know, people are waking up. People want to hear about this, and I'm going to do and accept anything that anybody invites me on to have my voice heard and spread the truth.
Didn't you have a video that made it to Fox News?
It wasn't Fox News. It was And We Know, who is a huge, huge, huge podcaster. I believe on one platform alone, he has 500,000 followers. It did go viral. I know that Kim Shady shared the video. I know that a couple of big people shared the video of that I had made of my daughter with the lions.
Don Jr.
Yeah, you know what happened? Yeah, And We Know is the podcaster. He was showing a clip from Fox News, and then he, with that talking point, he brought in my video to go along with it. So it wasn't Fox News. It was And We Know is the name of the podcast. And that's the second time he's actually shared some of my videos, which was pretty big because he is huge.
Yeah, that's great. That was I seen Don Jr. showing it. I'm like, what? Yeah, that's great to even get that kind of coverage. Now you know why you're a threat and why
shocked.
They want to take you down.
They don't like me. That's okay. I don't like them either.
Right.
Well, you have a special style, the way you do it. You have a screen presence. You have that, you know, I don't know, just that it factor, I guess you could say it. What's really sad about TikTok is I would really love to see how someone like you who is left alone, how many followers you would actually have. I mean, you'd probably be up in the millions.
Well, I think it was my third account. They allowed me to get all the way up to about 98,000 or 89,000. I forgot what it was. It was so long ago. But I'll never see that again. If I get to like 25, I think I'm at 26 right now, but I'm shadow banned. I mean, that's all they're going to allow. I mean, this last account that was just taken down had one violation, and it went down. I emailed them because I think it was mass reported. That's the only thing I could think of because there was only one violation. But, yeah, they don't like me. That's okay. I mean, I have another account up and ready to go. I'm just taking a little bit of a break to regroup, and I'll be jumping out the gate.
You know,
time soon.
I email them every day. You know, hello to the good folks at TikTok. Yeah, you know, because once you reach 100,000, you actually get – that's why they've got to take you down before you hit 100K, because once you hit 100K, you kind of get your own little person there that watches over your stuff. So when people are mass reporting you, they can see it right away and tell them all to piss off. But, mm-hmm. You know, that's how I managed to stay up as long as I did. I'm almost at 140,000. As I just constantly harassed them, I guess you could say. Good afternoon, just a friendly reminder, you know, or whatever it is I got on my mind. But, you know, that's what you got to do. Honestly, you can't threaten them. You can't do this. You don't get nowhere. If you don't say nothing, you definitely don't get nowhere. But, I mean, even other accounts they've taken down belong to me. I kept, you know, inquiring about it, and all of a sudden I got accounts flying everywhere. But, you know, to stay up on that, that's what you got to do.
Well, I've tried it. It's not working for me.
I have yet to get an account back. I've never even had an appeal option on any account that's been taken down.
I haven't had the appeal option for the last 13 or 14 accounts, not at all. I haven't even had violations given to me. Most of them were just taken away after about 5,000 to 10,000 followers in the first week or two. This account that I'm on now I think I had 6,000 followers in the first 3 days, and now I've picked up maybe 2,000 in the last 4 days. Had 5 violations hit yesterday. I got 2 videos back. This is the first account I've had in over 3 weeks that actually got violations and that I've had appeals. I haven't had that option in weeks. They've just taken my account from me. So this is kind of weird. I don't know what's going on. They let Packing Patriots down for 3 days, and then they took him back down. So I don't know what's really going on. There's really no telling.
I was
going to
recommend that Mama make a T-shirt. With like 23 different little gravestones with each of the names of each TikTok account that was taken down and killed.
Don't laugh. I have the screenshots of every account that was banned. You have been permanently banned. I was going to make a video just showing them all. Look, another notch on my belt. Listen, my daughter had a TikTok account, which I monitor. She's not allowed to show her face. She's had her second account banned this week. I said, there you go. You're doing she's supposed video game stuff. But she still got banned.
Sarah McLaughlin song in the background.
My son gets his mind banned when he's gaming.
You and Michael should start a group called the TikTok Misfits.
I don't want to be labeled with the misfits, but we definitely need a page for ourselves.
Yeah,
I'm on 22 right now. I feel like 23 is coming. 23 would be coming pretty quick, but I figure if
23 and over club.
Yeah, I'll be taking me a little bit of a break. It gets so old that I won't be gone long, but I'll take a little bit of a break and regroup. I'll probably get me another device again and see how that goes. I've already broke the screen on this one, so I'll be filing for an insurance claim soon. So I'll go pretty hard and get my account banned, I'm sure.
Listen, if you're not getting banned, you ain't doing it right.
Right.
You're going to have to start another account.
So we should monetize this and do squares on how long it'll take.
Yeah.
Well,
you're
going
to have to start another account, Chad, just so you can just get banned on it.
Well, I did that. That's why I started the Patriot United radio show. When I started that account, I did the We Want the Names. And I just went on and poof, and immediately it hit like, I don't know, 90,000 people or something. And then I did another one, 28-day abortion, 500,000 people. And then once I start hitting the COVID stuff, that's it. The COVID army come after me. I got mass reported. Now that one's so shadow banned that I don't even bother to post there very much. Only when I got a little extra something to say, I'll whip over there and say it. But what happened, the funny part is, I put up a picture of you and I, Michael, and this is true. So I named it Patriot United Radio Show. I put me and your picture as the profile. And the minute I did that, I got a violation. I didn't even have a video up yet, and I got a violation just for having your picture.
It was
that's
Michael
all it takes,
face.
Bro.
That's why
all
I was sharing content.
I've had about 100 people tell me that they've gotten content violations by sharing my stuff. That they come after me, and that's why they're leaving me up, I think, because people share my shit, so then they can go after those people too. It's ridiculous. We're being targeted on all fronts, and it's coming to a head. You see what's going on all around the world right now. You see it going on. Like I said earlier in the show, the reason we're not seeing that here is because we're not at the stage that those people are at yet. Once the people in Canada, once the people in America get hungry, we'll be seeing that kind of stuff on a main level. But I'm people are tired of getting censored. People are tired of being told to shut up.
Oh, yeah.
It's getting old pretty quick.
Yeah. You know, I have my 5 minutes of anger when I get taken down because all the work you put into it. It's like, Jesus, another account? All right. I got the other one up and running. I got about 10 accounts ready to go. It's just whatever. Here we go.
The last few, I haven't even gotten mad at. The last one, I was kind of laughing a little bit, and my wife was like, what's so funny? I was like, they just fucking took my account. Like, I didn't have a violation. I didn't have anything. They just took it. I hit 10,000 followers, and bam, it was gone. So it was, you know, like 4 or 5 days old. It's like, once they find me, though, I go through a series of things before I make a new account. So I feel like it takes them, a little bit of time to find me. You can look back at my videos on this account right here, and you can see the first 7-8 videos almost at 100,000 on views. And then after that, bam, they drop down to 17, 20,000 views, and then all of a sudden it's 500 views, and then 200 views. So once they find me, you can see it. You can just look at my profile, look at my videos, and you can see, oh, here's when they found him. Oh, here's when Agent Smith found him. Yep, they got him. And so it won't.
Yep.
It's ridiculous.
That's what they did to me on Mother's Day with the big account. And, when they banned me, the new account, you couldn't take the one that's shadow banned that has twice the amount of followers. I would have offered it up as a sacrifice. Just take it. Leave this one. And one of my videos in one day got over 300,000 views, but I had 8,000 new followers. I was like, great. Boom. They took it. I was like, you bastards.
That's what they do. They wait till they see that. And that's what Chad was saying on that other package. He gets, 200, 300, 400,000 freaking views in just a couple hours. But once they find you, you're done. You got to go through a series of steps just in making a new account just to be under the profile for a few days. But once you're done, once you're found, you're found.
Yep.
It's like finding Waldo.
Absolutely.
They search the whole internet for Michael, right? But, I do believe you would get those accounts back, Michael, if you really kept, send them emails every 2 or 3 times a day. But you can't say, listen, you can't say I got a class action lawsuit.
I've been nice to the good people of TikTok. I haven't gone that far, but I've been polite. I've said thank you for checking into this, this, that, and the other. I've been letting my phone do the typing for me. Say that. So I'll start typing, and then I just go ahead and let the phone's nice message go through. So I have been for the last 3 weeks, and it seems like at one point I had a real person that was actually kind of cool. And I had them go in, and I told them that I had a couple. And this is the first – I texted you and Ken. I told you, I said, this is the first time I've actually had a response from a real person. And they went in, and they told me that all my videos – I said, hey, will you check into these videos that are sitting in an appeal? They said, yes. So then they had the wrong account. They messaged me back and said, hey, you gave me the wrong account. I said, yeah, that's for the one that y'all took away last week. by the way, will you check into that too? But I'm not interested in that right now. I'm worried about these 5 videos that are just sitting in appeal. And so they messaged me back and said, hey, sorry, all of your videos violate content community guidelines or whatever. And I said, okay, well, thank you for checking into it at least, And so I went back, though, and all those videos were given back to me. And that after they told me that they took them. So I was like, that was kind of weird. I think maybe they had to think that they took them to be okay on the computer, but they gave them back to me. I don't know what the fuck happened there. It was really weird to me. But yesterday I had 5 more videos go down, and I haven't gotten put on a view only mode yet. They keep warning me, but then they gave me 3 of the videos back yesterday, and the other 2 are still sitting in appeal. So I don't know what's going on. I haven't even had these options in a while, so it's kind of weird to me. But
see, that's what puts you in shadow ban. That's what puts you in shadow ban. When you get mass reported like that, so now TikTok says, okay, we're going to keep an eye on them, and that's what screws you over. I mean, that's what happened to me over in the people. I even changed the name, People's United Radio. The story makes sense, but whatever.
Yeah. I put a video out earlier that would have gotten probably 20, 30,000 likes. It was a video of this lady screaming about Justin Trudeau being a communist pig from a balcony. And, man, I put that video out pretty much right after it came out. One of the first people that put it on TikTok, I think. And that video would have gotten a lot of views, and people would have liked the shit out of that. But they 200 people seen the video. So I definitely got put on shadow ban land.
Yeah, so what you got to do to overcome that is keep posting. Keep posting, keep posting, keep posting. 2, 3, 4, 5 times a day. Sending emails. Thanks to the good folks at TikTok.
Man, normally when I want to get out of shadow ban land, I'll do a Patriot roll call, or I'll just tell people, hey, interact with this video, like, share, comment, so I can get the freak out of shadow ban land. And usually people come to your rescue and they'll like and comment, and they'll break the algorithm even if TikTok doesn't want them to. So our community is pretty good. So
well,
I don't think TikTok knows what they're doing.
Well, when you got people who got a presence, you know, Packing Patriot is a fine example of that. You know, certain other people, Freedom Stick. I mean, he comes on, shows his face, and 50,000 followers within minutes. I mean, it's insane. You know, so I guess that's why they want to ban people so badly. Those guys, I think they're on voice and facial recognition and everything.
Oh, definitely. I cannot believe how quickly they get. I mean, all I did was share one of their videos, and boom, the video got taken down. I said, oh, my goodness.
It's strange, though. I've had people getting videos taken down. They do edit me. My video stays up, and they're taken down. They say, hey,
that means that somebody's reporting.
Down. Yeah. You just send them an email saying to the fine folks, but that's what it is. They are relentless. These leftists, I mean, how sad is your life? Conservative thinking. I mean, we don't have time to be caught up in that childishness, right? If I don't like your video, I mean, most of the heavy leftists on the app I have blocked. I don't even want to see what they have to say. I have no interest in bridging the gap. I have no interest in listening to their politics, having them trying to change my mind, because it's not going to be both ways. It's going to be talking at me. It's not going to be listening to me. I try to stay in the center. I don't always stay in the center, but, you know, these people that are far, far left, you can't change them, so why bother? Just block.
Yeah, I scroll on by. I scroll on by and I block. Or I hit not interested. But I asked about, I just hit not interested.
My block list is more than my followers.
Yeah. Every time I start,
hey guys, I'm
going to
drop off because I got some kids' stuff to take care of. So I thank you for having me on for a little bit here, but I'm just going to pop off and get these kids off the bed. So
have a good night, Mikey.
Well, yeah, Mikey, listen, you really brought some good info to the show. We kind of got off topic there for a little bit, but we really appreciate you. Appreciate you coming on. Appreciate you giving awareness to this, very serious threat that we face in this age.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. And, you know, the more people that get involved, the more the message goes out. I'm not in TikTok per se, but I am in Instagram. So feel free to jump into my page. I post videos every now and again.
What's your handle there, Mikey?
Relentless_Mikey.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. I'll look you up.
Yeah, thanks, Mike, for coming on the show. Appreciate you, brother.
I appreciate y'all for what you do.
Awesome.
Well, so, Patriot Mama, I'm going to be definitely going in to look at some of your merchandise. And, I'm going to try to plug it and do whatever I can to get some awareness to it. I really like what you stand for. I really like this cause. I mean, I'm all in when it comes to children. Most of our supporters and followers, that's what they stand for. That's what they're about. They're very passionate about it. Jimmy was my stand-in for last week. By the way, he did a terrific job. But he's another person that's very – he started this – was in on the startup with Camp for All. And all these people, I mean, their heart is in it for the kids. So you kind of lead the way. Let us know where we got to go and how we got to do it, and we'll build it from there under your direction.
Perfect. Yeah. Once we have the podcast launch date, we just did a trial run backstage and stuff the other day. It went well. We're getting the intro video done. So once we get up and running, we will absolutely blast that all over the place and send everybody over. And then, you know, the merch shop, like I said, is up in my Linktree and my TikTok. And all of the organizations' links. There's a lot of information in my Linktree that is beneficial for the cause.
All right.
Awesome. Everybody needs to go check it out. I definitely will. I've been on there before, though. And awesome. There is definitely some good information on there, but I need to go check out the new stuff on there. So I've been following you for a long time, girl. I've been on TikTok for about 2 years now, and I think I've followed you probably since account number 3 or 4. So, yeah, I've been following you and finding you for a long time.
You know, this is the thing about, you know, after being on there so long, you really get to know the people that you interact with, and you always find each other. That I'm never worried about. We always do wind up finding each other.
That's what the dumb thing is TikTok takes us off, but then they put each other on each other's algorithm when they put us back on there. Dumbasses. and then not only that, we get to meet all these new people. I've met, I don't know, I've probably got 4,000 people on my new page that are new followers. I haven't even found half my old following. This time, this account has been different than all my accounts. It's been weird because everybody that has followed me from the old crew is saying they're not seeing my videos. They have to come to my page to see my stuff. I'm not coming up in their for you or on their FYP. So, and then people are just finding me. I've been on for a week and a half, and people are still, they can't look up my name, so they're just finding me when somebody duets one of my videos and they see it there. So I don't know. This one's weird. I'm seeing a whole new group of people that I've never seen before. I normally see different people, but this time I'm seeing all new people, none of the old people. The only time I'm finding old people is when somebody duets somebody, too. I go to the duet, and I'm like, well, son of a bitch, where have they been? Why don't I see theirs? And so it's weird. This is weird. I think they're playing more games with me again, but I don't know. Who knows? As long as I'm reaching people, as long as I'm meeting people, as long as I'm networking, I really don't care.
Yeah, whenever I go down, I mean, my partner in this whole mission, you know, the founder of IP Conflict, who's OEF, you know, he's always out there too. Like, if I go down, you can find him. He'll know where I am at all times on the app.
Yeah.
And the same thing, like, with him. And if you guys are not following him, you should, because he does a lot of the cyber stuff with, you know, taking down these predators on the app, which was the perfect match to, because I didn't know a lot about the cyber end of it and how to handle it, but they're all, you know, different backgrounds. They're actually recruiting for IP Conflict right now because they're going to go hard and heavy. They're not going to allow this to happen anymore on TikTok, and they need more people. So anybody has, like, some type of cybersecurity background or, you know, any type of background with any of this stuff to tackle that, reach out to them. You'll find him. It's very easy. He has a couple of accounts on there. I don't know, Chelsea, if you're in the chat or anything, you could actually tag his account. I think he's in the chat as well. But he's wow, the amount of work that they do behind the scenes and whew, wow. But
yeah, it's there's so much, like you said, it's a full-time job. Just like even you put in so much of your own time, so much of your time that you take away from your family to get on there and do your thing, and then for TikTok just to take it away from us like they do, it pisses me off because I really don't give a shit about the likes. I don't really care about the followers. I love the family that I've met on there, and there's so many people that I've met that I'm so glad that TikTok allowed me to meet these people. But at the same time, I've put in a lot of time that really I didn't need to do if TikTok's not going to, you know, that's why they take us off. They want to discourage us. They want to say, okay, I've taken them off 22 times. Surely they're not going to come back a 23rd time. And that's why I come back every fucking time. I'm going to piss them off. They're going to either leave me alone or they're going to make it like Freedom Stick and Packing Patriot, and I'm just not going to be able to get back on the app at all. But I'm going to come back until that point. Go, Chad.
What you got to do, Michael, what you got to do is you got to get on there and look deranged like I do. So then they feel sorry for you, and they leave you up. You start shouting at the screen. That's all you got to do. People think you're crazy. They pay no attention to you, and you just like do your thing.
Well, Chad, maybe they're not paying attention to what you're saying, and they think you're a liberal. They said he's screaming. He's on our side. They said he's screaming at the screen. He's on our side. Oh, shit. Well, Patriot Mama, I really enjoyed the show. I could talk to you guys for hours. Our time has come to an end tonight, but it's awesome. I really appreciate it. You're welcome back on the show anytime. You're more than welcome to call in on the show anytime. We've got a subject you want to talk about or you got something new you want to put out there. I want you to go ahead and give yourself a plug one more time on the show, though, and just let everybody know where they can find you, where they can find your stuff. And, yes, ma'am.
Gosh, I don't even know what my new account is. Wait, hold on. I'm trying to find it.
Well, when you make your new TikTok account, you let me and Chad and Canadian Chick here know, and we will all put it out there for you. So just do that.
Is it go ahead.
Yeah, the one that shadow banned is _2APatriotMama_. The new one, which I have not posted any videos on, I think Chelsea Osa. I don't even know what it is. It's a new account, but I have no idea.
Just do it one of Michael's fault. Videos, and you'll know.
There you go. I'll do that. It'll be out. I'll make a video. I'm just taking a break this week. Not this week. Just for a couple of days. I got to get some stuff in order with some craziness that's going on that app right now. But, yeah.
No,
well, there it is.
Go ahead.
2A_Patriot_Mama. There it is. Mikey just posted it.
Thank you, Mikey. Yep. Awesome. Well, you have a great night, girl. You keep doing what you're doing. Like I said, if there's anything that Chad, Kim, or I can do for you, you let us know, and we've got your back, sister.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, you guys have a great night. We'll wrap this episode up, and everybody have a great night, and we'll see you next Monday, and we'll see you on TikTok.
Have a great night.
Yes. All right, take care. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Bye-bye.
Good night.